God's people, let's stand now for the reading of God's Word. Our first reading is taken from Exodus chapter 16, verse 1 through 12. And then my text this morning will be from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, starting from verse 22 to 40. But first, Exodus 16, verse 1 through 12. Remember, this portion of the Old Testament is in regard to the manna that God gave to His people from heaven. Exodus 16, 1 through 12. They set out from Elim, and all the congregation of the people of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had departed from the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the people of Israel say to them, "Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I'm about to rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily." So Moses and Aaron say to all the people of Israel, "At the evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because He has heard your grumbling against the Lord. For what are we that you grumble against us?" And Moses said, "When the Lord gives you in the evening meat to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, because the Lord has heard your grumbling that you grumble against Him. What are we your grumbling is not against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, come near before the Lord, for He has heard your grumbling." And as soon as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the people of Israel. Say to them, at twilight you shall eat meat, and I in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God." And now turn your Bibles to the New Testament, John chapter 6. Starting from verse 22. John chapter 6, starting from verse 22 to 51. "On the next day, the crowd that remained on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with His disciples, but that His disciples had gone away alone. Other boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor His disciples, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum seeking Jesus. When they found Him on the other side of the sea, they say to Him, 'Rabbi, when did you come here?' Jesus answered them, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, You are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you're filled of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal. Then they say to him, what must we do to be doing the works of God? Jesus answered them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. So they say to him, then what sign do you do, that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus then said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven, for the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. They say to him, sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I say to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me, that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. So the Jews grumbled about him because he said, I am the bread that comes down from heaven. They said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, do not grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. This is the reading of God's word, and may the Lord bless the reading of his word into our hearts by the power of his Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, before I proceed with the preaching of God's word this morning, I would like to bring to all of you greetings from my wife and the rest members of the family. Two of our kids are not feeling well as of last week, so my wife and my sister-in-law are taking care of them at the house, but they wanted us to greet all of you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And also I bring greetings from Covenant Presbyterian Church in Tellers, especially Pastor Peter Van de Duerd, who loves this church very much. He sends him and his family sends their love to all of you. Let's pray together. Our Father and our God, this time we come to you and ask you to speak to each and every one of us by your word, by this holy, infallible, and life-giving word. We ask you to speak to all of us in a compelling way, that we would know your greatest gift, the gift of life to us as your children, the gift of your Son Jesus Christ as the bread of life. Help us to focus now our mind, our heart, and our whole being upon your Son Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Bless the preaching of your word in our hearts by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Long time ago, a man from Scotland purchased a ticket to travel to the United States of America. And before he came to the ship on board, he brought light snacks and some drinks with him, and they started sailing towards the United States of America. And the man didn't realize that his trip to America will be a long, long trip. So as they were traveling towards America, he started feeling hungry, and he started using what he had, the snack and the drink. And after they went longer in their sailing, the man again started to become hungry, and he realized that he had finished all the food that he brought with him. And he couldn't go to the dining hall in the ship to buy what he wanted to eat, because he remembered that he had no money in his pocket. So he struggled, and all throughout all his way to America, he was hungry, he was famishing in the ship. And finally, he arrived to his destination, and as he was about to leave the ship in which he was traveling, he looked upon his ticket that he bought for his trip. And for his amazement, for his embarrassment, if you will, he realized that his food was included in the price of his ticket. So all the food in the ship was provided to him. My friends, look around you today and observe how many people reject the message of the gospel, the message of salvation. And the reason that they give for their rejection, and the fact that they didn't realize that God the Father has provided His Son Jesus Christ to be the bread of their life. So when they reject Jesus, they reject the bread of life. When they reject the offer of the gospel through Jesus Christ our Savior, they didn't realize they are actually rejecting the very gift that God gave them to become the bread of their life, for eternal life. And this morning, you see, our text teaches us a very important lesson. And the lesson that we learn from our text this morning is this. Jesus Christ is the only eternal and heavenly bread that satisfies the soul of man completely. He's a gift of God from heaven, and He's eternal and the only true heavenly bread that would satisfy your soul completely. And by God's grace, I want to show you this in three ways, or under three headings. First, we'll consider Jesus Christ, the great I am. And then we'll consider Jesus Christ, the bread of life. And thirdly, we'll consider what men should do with this bread. The bread of life, the eternal bread from heaven, Jesus Christ Himself. You know, I am the bread of life is the first I am statement that Jesus made about Himself. And as a Christian, you need to ask why Jesus started with making that I am statement first. I am the bread of life. Why not I am the light of the world? Why not I am the door? Why not I am the resurrection and the life? Why not I am the true vine? Why I am the bread of life first, as a great I am statement in the life and in the ministry of Jesus Christ. You know, all the I am statements in the Gospel of John are related, you see, to the saving relationship of Jesus Christ with His people. Every metaphor, every I am statement would show you the person and the work of Jesus Christ in your life as a believer. And the reason why Jesus Christ began with this statement, I am the bread of life, my friends, is because before you do anything, before you see the light, before you enter through the one and single door to the sheepfold, you need to exist. You need life. For you to eat, to be nourished, you need to exist. You need to breathe. You need life. When Jesus said, I am the bread of life, He was saying, without me, you have no spiritual life. Without me, you don't have spiritual breath. You are not breathing. You are dead. For you to be alive, for you to exist and eat and be nourished, you need to be alive. And if you want to have eternal life, if you want to have spiritual life, then I am the bread of that life. You need me. The world without Jesus is a world without life. A person without Jesus is a person without the bread of life. People think they live, but without Jesus, life is meaningless. Without Jesus, you see, people don't live in a way that we understand life. But notice how Jesus Christ began this I am statement. He began by using this phrase, I am. And you need to remember this phrase, this title, I am, is the equivalent Hebrew word for Yahweh. It is a covenant name for God. You see, this title, this name, I am, is reserved only for God, for Jehovah. No one is qualified, no one is worthy to claim this name for himself. It is reserved only for God. And you need to understand, you see, when Jesus claimed this name for himself, he was claiming to be God. He was telling the Pharisees and all the people around him that he was God himself, God in the flesh. And the first time that we see this title, I am, appearing in the person, in the work of Jesus Christ, is in John 8:51. That's when Jesus Christ said this, truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. You remember when he said those words, you see, the Jewish people, they thought he was insane. They thought he didn't know what he was talking about because they asked him, what are you saying? Are you greater than our father Abraham? You are not even, you see, older than, you know, above 50 years old. What are you talking about? You are not greater than our father Abraham. And his response was this. Truly, truly I say to you, which means trust me. You know, these words comes from heaven. I am God in the flesh and I'm telling you this truth and you need to trust me. These are not words of man. These are not words of Pastor Mike or Pastor Zacharias. These are words of Christ from heaven. And Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, is it I was? No, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. Exodus 3. Moses asked God, okay, I will go to Egypt and your people ask me who sent me, what should I tell them? And God told him, Moses, tell them I am who I am. I am Jehovah. I am Yahweh. I exist. I'm eternal. I'm self-sufficient to God. Tell them I am who I am. You see, Jesus is claiming this title for himself because he was God. God in the flesh. He's now talking about himself being God in the flesh. But also you need to remember, you see, when he said, I am the bread of life, he was presenting himself as a pre-existent eternal bread. Jesus was the bread of life even before his incarnation. It was the plan of God the Father to offer his son Jesus Christ to become the bread of life. But this bread is not the manna that the Israelites received from God in the wilderness. It is far, far excellent than that bread. Because this bread is eternal. The manna, they ate it and it was rotten. It was gone. Today it was here, tomorrow you don't find it. But this is eternal. This is pre-existent bread from heaven. My friends, you need to understand and cherish the value of Christ in your life. What you have is eternal. What you have is pre-existent bread of life. That's why Christians make difference in this world. Because what we have inside is eternal. What we have inside is God himself, God in the flesh. You remember in John chapter 17, in his great and high priestly prayer, Jesus said this in verse 5, and now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory, notice, with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. You see, he's eternal. And now he's praying that his Father would glorify him with the glory that he had with the Father. The Son is equal with the Father in glory. In all the attributes of God, they are equal. With the glory that I had with you before the foundation of the world. And Jesus used the same description of his eternality to Nicodemus in John 3:13. No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. He comes from heaven. And he descended to heaven. And Jesus is saying, no one can do that apart from the Son of God. If you are like me, I'm always sad when I see books, Christian books, titled, My Experience in Heaven, My Visit to Heaven. That's false. No one has ascended to heaven. Paul's experience was exceptional. And you know what God told him? Now you go down and you become silent about these things. You don't say anything about your experience in heaven. And people actually tell you they have been in heaven, and they share their experience in heaven. They take the place of Jesus Christ and they tell you what heaven looks like and what they have experienced in heaven. That's not from the Bible. You see, the only one who comes from heaven and who ascended to heaven is one, and he is Jesus Christ, the eternal bread of life. You see, Jesus is now presenting himself as the bread of life. So now we go to the second addition that Christ added on the phrase, I am. I am God, God in the flesh, and now Jesus is saying, I am the bread of life. And you need to understand the context of this encounter that Jesus had with the Pharisees, but also with all the people who are following him, trying to follow him, to come wherever he goes. And the context here was he fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. It was the greatest miracle that the people in his ministry saw in his life. But you know, by feeding the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish, Jesus actually showed them, he was telling them, I am God. The only one who can do this is God. So God, Jesus was telling them, I am God. But then seeing their intention and their motive, Christ took his disciples away from the people to the other side of the sea, and they followed him. They came to the place where he was, and they asked him, how did he come here? And you know, Jesus responded to them in a way that they will take a good spiritual lesson in their life. And Jesus told them this, I know why you are here. I know why you are coming after me. You are following me. You are putting all this endeavor in your life to the point that you take all this trip to come to the place where I am. You see, they were working. They were laboring, you know, to be in a place where Jesus was. But Jesus told them, you are doing all these things because your belly, your stomach was filled. You are here for something that will perish. You are here for earthly food, for material blessing. That's not my mission. That's not why I came to the world. I didn't come to feed you with physical bread. I didn't come to amaze you with signs and wonders. I'm not a miracle worker by commission from heaven. I came down from heaven to satisfy your soul. I came down from heaven to feed you eternal bread. I am the bread of life. And Jesus told them, listen, people, follow me for the food that will not perish. And that food is I am. I am the bread of life. The metaphor bread, my friends, is very important. You see, we all say bread is the stuff of life. You know, in Israel, their experience was, you see, if a sound of a grinding meal disappeared from Israel, it's a bad sign for the Israelites. You know, when they passed from house to house, it was common in Israel to hear the sound of grinding meal. And if they didn't hear that voice, then there is famine in Israel. There is starvation in Israel. It's a bad sign, bad news for the people of Israel. And in the Old Testament, you see, when God decides to punish the Israelites, he always tells them, I will stop the sound of meal grinding from your land. You will starve. And that was, you see, the sign of the absence of God's word from them. The sign of the absence of the bread of life from among them. It means there was crisis in the land of Israel. It was crisis in their life. Can you imagine your life without the word of God? Can you imagine a life without the bread of life? And Jesus is telling these people, you know all these things. You know from the history of your grandfathers, from your people. It is important for you to have the bread of life. And for us, you see, the only way that a person can sustain his life is by eating bread. And bread is a general term for all, you know, nourishing food. You know, if you invite me to your house for lunch or for dinner, I would expect, you know, more than a bread. So bread is a general term, but it's for sustenance in life. So Jesus is telling them the same way that physical bread is necessary for your physical sustenance. I am essential for your spiritual sustenance. I give you life. I give you spiritual life. But notice what Jesus is saying. I am the bread of life. I give you spiritual life and then I nourish you. So you need me for spiritual life, for regeneration, for you to have a new life, a new relationship with God, that your sin will be forgiven, that Jesus Christ will raise you from the dead, and you will be alive spiritually. And then Jesus Himself will nourish your spiritual life with His Word and by His Spirit. And then you will be nourished. And that is, you see, the gift of the bread of life in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus saw their intention. My brothers and sisters, this bread gives eternal life. Verse 51. Notice what Jesus is saying. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is flesh, my flesh. The one thing that we need to understand about this bread is this. This is the provision of God the Father. And this bread comes from heaven. And this bread is eternal. This bread was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. Now, do you see the plan of redemption? This was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. So you see, salvation begins with the gift of this bread. And salvation continues with the gift of this bread, because it is this bread that nourishes you spiritually. And salvation, you see, come to its perfection with this bread. Because Jesus said, if anyone believes in me, he will have eternal life. What does it mean? Spiritual life? Spiritual nourishment? What else? Bodily glorification. Your redemption is in this bread. Your sanctification is in this bread. Your glorification is in this bread. God is a God who begins our salvation, also completes our salvation. Through this bread, we have a wonderful sister in the church in Tellers. And recently, the doctors discovered skin cancer on her body. And she told us, as pastors, what happened and what she heard from her doctors. And we were talking to her about her plans. And she told us when the surgery was scheduled, because we want to go to the hospital and pray for her before the surgery. But as she was talking to us, she said to me, Pastor Zaki, I don't expect any complications from this surgery. And then she started smiling. And I was curious to know what she was trying to tell me. And she was smiling and she said to me, I don't expect any complication from this surgery, but if I die, and she was smiling, and she was talking about death, and you know how we talk about death, we know how we treat death, even as Christians, who are very much connected with this life, people who don't want to go away from this life, but this woman said to me, but if I die, a number will be given to you guys, and you will call my siblings, and you tell them, I have gone to the Lord. What a faith. This woman understood that Christ, the bread of life, is not the one who only begins a life of redemption, but He finishes it. He completes it. She was ready to go home. She was ready to go home. And you see, Jesus is saying here, I'm the living bread from heaven. And I have come to give you life. And I have come to nourish you with my word and spirit. Why do you think, you know, your pastors, Pastor Mike and others, stand from week to week in the pulpit and proclaim the word of God to you? That's your nourishment. That's exactly what we are doing now. You are taking your nourishment so that you would grow in a Christian life before your day of glorification, body glorification comes. So he's not only talking about physical life, but he's also talking about spiritual life. I am whatever you need in life. Your spiritual life begins with me. It continues depending on me, and then it finishes in me. I am the bread of life. But thirdly, you see, it is very important for us to consider this. Jesus said, and the way I become the bread of life for you is by my flesh. You know what happened on the cross? God the Father was giving us the bread of life. On the cross, God the Father treated His Son Jesus Christ as if He lived your life. And He treated you as if you lived the life of His Son. That's what happened on the cross. You see, in that way, Jesus became your very life, your spiritual life. God the Father said, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. When I see you in Christ Jesus, I smile. Because you are secured. You are in the living bread. Depending and nourishing from that bread. But notice the response of the people. The Jewish people to Jesus Christ. Their response was rejection. You see, the Israelites understood heaven. You see, they had no problem with the doctrine of heaven. They were longing to go to heaven. They understood communion with God in heaven. They can teach you about heaven. They understand the doctrine of heaven. They understand the doctrine of eternity, you know, in heaven. The problem is, they rejected the only way to heaven. The Messiah, Jesus Christ. So even though they celebrate the Lord's Supper, you know, the Passover feast, or they talk about heaven, you know, it doesn't do any good to them because they have rejected the Messiah, the only door to the Father. And notice their rejection. First they told Jesus, Moses gave us the manna. Who are you? And Jesus told them, no, it was not Moses who gave you the manna. It was my Father. And the manna only points to the bread of heaven, who is I. All your fathers ate manna and they're dead. They don't live today. They're dead. They're gone. even Moses is gone. What you have now is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the eternal bread. And then, you see, they asked him, okay, what should we do in order to receive this eternal bread, eternal life? Do you know what they were doing? They were still hanging with their work of righteousness. They want to earn eternal life. So they asked Jesus, okay, now what should we do? And Jesus' response was, you do nothing. You have done enough. And you haven't obtained this bread. This bread is free gift from God. You do nothing. What you do is you believe. You eat my flesh. You drink my blood, which is equivalent to believing. You see, many in Israel took offense when Jesus said, eat my flesh and drink my blood and receive eternal life. What it means for us is to believe in Christ Jesus, to believe in the work of the cross, to believe in the person, in the work of Jesus Christ on the cross for our salvation. That is eating his flesh and drinking his blood. That, we don't take it literally, it's a language of faith. And my friends, the gospel message is not a sophisticated message. The gospel message is not a metaphysical message. It's a simple message. Believe in Christ Jesus and have eternal life. Believe in the bread of life, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and have eternal life. So this morning, the question to all of you is this. Do you believe in what Christ has done for you on the cross? Do you believe in the Father's gift, His Son Jesus Christ, as the bread of your life? The question that you need to answer this morning is this. You might say, yes, I have eternal life in Christ Jesus. But my question to all of you would be this. Are you feeding on Christ? Is Christ your nourishment? Are you feeding on His Word? Are you depending on the leading of His Spirit? Are you always fed by the Word and by the Spirit, the bread of life, Jesus Christ, the eternal Word of God? You need to consider these things in your Christian life very seriously. Because Jesus has been given to you so that you will have eternal life, but to have that eternal life abundantly. It is for eternity. And that's what the Jewish people rejected. And by the grace of God, that's what you have accepted as God's children. But God wants you to be nourished by this bread until the day of your glorification. My friends, Jesus Christ is the only eternal and true heavenly bread that can satisfy your soul completely. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, thank you for the gospel message that we have heard from your word this morning. The gift of your Son Jesus Christ as the only eternal, true, and heavenly bread from heaven. This morning we ask you to grant us your Holy Spirit so that we would accept Christ as the bread of life who came from heaven from above. The one who supersedes the manna in the wilderness. The one who is more excellent than Moses and all the figures, the father figures and the shepherd figures in Israel. He is indeed excellent. He is indeed greater than all of them. Because He comes from heaven, from the kingdom of God, from the throne of God. to give us eternal life, to nourish us spiritually, and to preserve our life, to secure us for eternity. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, the bread of our spiritual life. Thank you for making us alive through the death and the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. And thank you for the provision of your Word, your eternal Word, grounded, and that reveals your Son, Jesus Christ, to us, the bread of life. Thank you for the gift of the Spirit, who always applies these things in our life through the teaching and the preaching of your Word. So we ask you to continue working in our lives and give us the understanding of who Jesus is, especially as the bread of life from heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.